Glory to God. Isn't it wonderful to pray? Isn't it wonderful to worship? Yes, yes, yes. Let's open our Bibles today to the book of Ephesians. Go into the third chapter. We'll read from the 16th verse. Ephesians 3:16. That He would grant you, according to the riches of His glory. The riches of His glory. The exceeding abundant, exceeding riches that's way beyond anything that I could ever imagine. But that He would grant you, according to the riches of His glory, to be strengthened with might by His Spirit in the inner man. Now that, brothers and sisters, is about as good as it gets. I'm telling you, it just inspires me by the grace of God to the very core, the encouragement, the hope that it brings, that God, the Father, would send to us and give us the very riches of His glory. All that He has. See, this is something here. It wasn't just a part. It wasn't just the majority of it. All that He has. All that He has. You're important to Him. You're vitally important to Him. It's all in His Son, and He wants to bestow His Son in us. Show forth Himself in us. But brothers and sisters, all He's got, the very riches of His glory, to grow us up into the hope of glory. Okay, I know you're sitting there stunned. God help us. We got to get out of stunned. You know, if you sat there at the altar and you looked at your husband or your wife to be stunned, that preacher's going to look at you. How about I do? How about I will? Come on now. Let's be strengthened by His might in the inner man. Now, even though we read this verse, and I know by the grace of God we rejoice in this verse, sometimes I don't really believe, and I'm talking again, all of us, brothers and sisters, all of us, we don't face the reality of how this transformation is divinely occurring in our lives. And the hint of it, and actually it's not just a hint, it's the evidence of it, is in verse 8. If you'll go back with me to that 8th verse. Brother Paul speaking here, unto me who am less than the least of all saints is this grace given. Brothers and sisters, it's in our weakness. It's in our weakness that this is done. It's in our weakness that the glory of God is shining forth in us. And I have to tell you, I am so thrilled today. And only God could do this. Because I was thrilled even last night in an emergency room watching a little girl on so many machines in the eyes of man ready to slip away. But in the eyes of God, a treasure. The exceeding riches of His grace. The very riches of His glory being poured out to them that want to receive it. Brothers and sisters, I'm thrilled because that's exactly what the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is bringing to us in this meeting. He's causing us to be the less of the least of all saints. And I'm not sorry for you. I'm not sorry for you. It keeps me on my knees because my flesh would want me to be sorry for you. But I glory in the Lord, for in His weakness, or in our weakness, because He's not weak at all, the very power and strength of Christ rests upon you. 2 Corinthians 12:9 and 10. Brother Paul said, he said unto me, and you know what? He says this to you. He's speaking to you. Put your name here. My grace is sufficient. My grace is sufficient for thee. For my strength is made perfect in weakness. It can't be any other way. Unto me who am less than the least of all saints is this grace given. God, I hope that you're feeling awful weak in yourself today. I remember the days I used to pray that the Lord, oh, let me feel strong. Let me feel good. I'm feeling on top of the world this morning. Now I'm talking about in me. And now there's a grace that's been given. I say, Lord, let me put all of that garbage aside and pray for the very power of Christ. And it's going to be received one way. My strength is made perfect in weakness. So Brother Paul is encouraged of grace to reply back to the Lord. Now I ask you, can you put yourself there? Is your name written down in those verses as well too? Glory does it. The author and finisher of your faith does it. And by the grace of God, I'm asking Him every day, Lord, let this be the glory of God in me that says, most gladly therefore will I rather glory in my infirmity. In my infirmities. You don't just got one, by the way. That the power of Christ may rest upon me. And here we go. Now super abounding in glory. Are we here? Are we here? Therefore I take pleasure. This wasn't just for Paul. This is for all them also that want to run. I'm talking about I've left it all behind and I'm ready to run. And you know the only way that's going to happen is if He's going to weaken you in the way and you're going to allow the weakening in the way to have the strength to run. Therefore I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in necessities, in persecutions, in distresses, for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then am I strong. God wants to show Himself strong, not you. Quit looking for you to look strong. God wants to show Himself mighty, not you. Get to the point, Lord, I need you to give me faith. I can't believe you. But your grace can. Your grace will. Your grace is my sufficiency for all things, brothers and sisters. And that grace only works in your weakness. Listen to this. You got to give it up. You got to quit being strong in you. You got to quit being strong in you that you think that you're the one that's opening up the Word of God. Do you understand what I'm saying? You got to think that and quit from that you think you're the one that's getting down on your knees. Grace did it. Grace does this. That's what God is wanting. He wants a worshiper that worships Him in spirit and in truth. And the Spirit is freely given grace. It's freely given power. It's the very power of His might that gets me down on my knees and tells me what to pray for. Lord, let me know what to ask. I understand it's Your will. Lord, let me know what to pray for. In spirit, just take it over. And let's get some heavenly language going on. That's why I love His heavenly language in my life. I just sit back and I say, oh, the praise of the Lord is just going forth. Sure, it edifies my soul, but I know it's all pleasing to Him. Oh, this is mighty. God's got one thing that He's satisfied in, brothers and sisters, just one. And that's the life of His glorious Son. That's it. That's what He takes absolute satisfaction in. That's beautiful to God. And when you magnify Jesus Christ in your life, you're beautiful to the Father. Hallelujah. Absolutely stunning. Ravishing, matter of fact, and we'll get to that in a little bit later. But it just so happens that that wonderful satisfaction to God is the treasure that He put in earthen vessels that is showing forth and showing and bestowing the very glory of God. I don't want to get in the way of that. How about you? I want that light to shine. That is the light. I want that glory to come forth. And that glory coming forth is when all glory is going to Jesus Christ. Magnifying Him and Him alone. And if I'll bring anything to that offering, brothers and sisters, it's not going to be received. It's not going to be accepted. It's got to be the blood. Hallelujah. Do you see why you got a chance here? Because it's not you. Just say, Jesus, do it. Your grace does it. Now the world will tell you, listen to this part here. This is so important. The world will tell you, play to your strengths. Listen to me. Listen to the Word of God. The world tells you, you go play to your strengths. Your talents. Didn't you understand? Your gifts. Come on now. And yet God doesn't work that way at all, does He? You ever read the Word of God? He does not work that way. Matter of fact, He does it the complete opposite, brothers and sisters. The greatest harm to our life, and I'll say the greatest harms to our lives, brothers and sisters, often are our natural strengths, our gifts, because we put our confidence in them. We rely on them. We gravitate back to them because somehow in my flesh it makes me feel comfortable. You want to go with God? You got to be uncomfortable in yourself. It's the unknown door. It's a mysterious door. It's a door you could never walk through. God uses the foolish things to confound the wise, the despised, the lowly. The last, the least, brothers and sisters. God wants you to take yourself and your place there. Lord, You increase. And I, God, am going to decrease if that's ever going to happen. Abraham. He was a quick thinker, wasn't he? And his quick thinking got him to give up his wife to other men. Come on now. There's many wonderful truths that come forth in those stories. Manifold. Don't put it in a box. Jacob, in his great negotiating skills. Oh, what a negotiator. 14 years waiting for the wife that he wanted. Come on. Come on. Samson. Oh, you think of just his strength. I'm talking about his natural independent mind. Oh, there was a brother. What a gift of independence. So independent he didn't even take heed to the word of his mom and dad. And it cost him his eyes and basically cost him his life, didn't it? Yes, it did. Oh, what could have been? God, just give me some grace one last time. And God did. What a mighty, mighty God we have. He never forgets about you, but redeem the time. We're talking about winning Him. We're talking about the bride, the readied wife. And she's ready. Not getting ready. Be ready. She is ready. And He's coming. He could come yet today. Know it. This isn't something, oh, well, we've talked about that. Oh, no. It's pressing. I can tell you one thing about today. He's one day closer than He was yesterday. And today may be that day. And the hour that they think not, the day that they're saying, oh, well, we've said this a long time, that's the time He's coming. And that's what's so beautiful about this time. They're saying that. I'm sorry for the Christians that are saying that. Christians pretty much have given up that Jesus Christ is going to take anybody away. I'm telling you, we've gotten so far away from the Word of God that a rapture isn't even preached anymore. Oh, you best not go there. That's a little bit out there for those educated ones. You can't get them in a church. If you're going to bring that into this church, I don't want it here anyways. Come on now. I want the mind of Christ. How about you? And that Word is the very mind of Christ. Let it be in you. Let it be in you. Let this work effectually in you. And it does it one way, and that's by believing. Brothers and sisters, we need to put our confidence in God. And we need to start getting weak in our strengths. What did He say? Exactly what I said. Lord, weaken me in the way. Let me be willing to be weakened in the way. That's your unfamiliar door. It is. Because this world has always told you, oh, that's a talent. Huh? I'm telling you to trust God. Don't you rely on your gift. Come on now. Stay in it. Absalom had some beautiful hair, didn't he? Probably the most beautiful gift of hair anybody ever had. If you know the story there, it hung him on a tree and they thrust darts through him. Maybe he should have cut it. Oh, where's brother going? I pray to the heart of God. How about you? When we are weak, then we are strong. And oh, what grace can teach us to truly become weak. But see, God is so faithful that even if you want to kind of hang on to your strengths, it says, thou in faithfulness has afflicted me. What do you think? You think there was a few things that maybe you really didn't have to go through? What do you think? Oh, you're awful quiet. It's okay. Smile. And say, thank you, Lord, for loving me. But what God is trying to encourage us, remember that. Be thankful for that wisdom. That is the wisdom. That's the experience that God has given you. And He wants you to be quick to believe. He wants you to be quick to be tendered. He wants you to be quick to step away from your natural strengths. He wants you to be quick to step away from, Lord, I'm going to map out and plan out my life. This message has been going forth the last few weeks in different ways, brothers and sisters. I'm just doing what God, I believe, has me to say and to do. So obviously there must be just one out here that's kind of devising their own paths. And what God is telling you, wake up. It's a way of destruction. When man puts out the plan, when man devises the way that he's going to take, it's destruction. It's death. It's a waste. And as a Christian, I'm going to tell you something. You're going to be sorry. You're going to be sorry. We've all done that. Every one of us has. And you may be doing that right now and fooling yourself enough that, well, it's getting me by. Well, the readied wife is not somebody who is just getting by. She's on a narrow path. She's on a rejoicing way. And she's given it up and said, Lord, this is yours. I'm going to trust you in all things. I'm going to quit grinding this thing through. I'm going to quit just squinting my eyes and clenching my teeth and saying, well, I'm just going to dive through this again today. And whew, I got through another one. God help us. He's offering us His rest. The very rest of God. But His plan is, I'm going to tell you, He puts you in a very weak, the weakest matter of fact, flesh vessel that there could be. Because He wants to show Himself mighty. You can't do this. You can't. Face it now. Your life will fall apart eventually, no matter. It will. You cannot keep it together. You didn't even have to pay to hear this. You probably wouldn't want to pay to hear this. I'm going to have a big advertisement. Come and hear what a failure you are apart from God. Don't waste your time. Don't. This flesh wants to feel that. But we're here by faith. You're glory walkers. You really are. I'm loving that. From glory to glory. And faith's the only thing that's going to take you there. I'll hurry along. We're having fun in the Lord. Praise God. Now, brothers and sisters, but He's so faithful, as He tells us, that He'll still teach us. He'll afflict us if He has to. Because He's got a love that He loves us with that's going to require eternity to even touch the surface of it. I keep telling my boys that. They say, Dad, what's it going to be like in heaven? Oh, honey, that's only something God can just brush apart on your heartstrings. And say, oh, my goodness, it's beyond. I said, son, when you were a little man, you had a very good vision of it when your grandpa went to be with the Lord. He said, oh, Daddy, Papa's way. I was trying to explain where Papa went. And he looked at me and he smiled. And I knew he got it because it was just the glory of the Lord. Papa's way. Amen. But brothers and sisters, He has taken our lives. This is the exciting part. Yes, it is exciting. He's taken your life. He's taken it physically and mentally and emotionally and financially. And the press is on. Yeah. He said it. The Word of God said it. I'm going to weaken you in the way. I'm going to take the things that are the most precious to your life. And I'm going to use those things to try my faith in you. And yes, He does. And He does it again and again and again. And I want you to hear Him today, brothers and sisters. He's telling us, put your confidence in Me. Submit, surrender, and do it now. He wants to give us His best, brothers and sisters, but that is only going to come through complete weakness. Martha, what a wonderful sister. Praise God, what fellowship she had with Him. Wonderful fellowship. But praise God, there was a Mary that said, I can't do anything except fall at your feet. And fellowship transcended right into companionship. Oh yeah. You think about Naomi telling Ruth. All those things that Ruth did in that story. So wonderful. She went out there and gleaned in the field and she did all these things. But when she was ready to settle down as a wife. Oh, this was a big task. Now listen to what she had to do. Go and cover his feet and lay down. I think it's time to just go get at the feet of Jesus. I think it's time for the Boaz to look at me and say, oh, honey, I'm going to purchase you as my wife. Oh, my goodness, brothers and sisters, these are not just stories. These are types and shadows into God's very best. Fall helpless at His feet and see the salvation of God. See it. Embrace it for one time, maybe. It's embraced you. It's time to embrace that marvelous grace, brothers and sisters. It is amazing. You want to be strong? You want to have your arms like steel bands? You want to leap over walls? The only way that's going to happen is get weak. See, because those are things that you couldn't do, right? Amen. There isn't anybody in here that can take. I'll get some steel. I don't care how strong you think you are. I don't care how high you think you can jump. I'll get you a wall you can't jump over. I'll get you a steel band that you cannot bend. But that's God's specialty. And you know what's even more special? In Song of Solomon 4, not only can you become so strong, but you can come so strong in beauty that was just one glance of your eye. Oh, no, the Word of God. Just one look at Him ravishes His heart. I want to say this, and I pray he'll hear this. I have a dear uncle in California, and I appreciate him very much, and I miss him greatly. And I remember one Sunday, he looked at me and he said, "Son," he said, "there is something we can do for the Lord." And I saw it so real in his eyes. And he said, "Love Him." Jesus needs my love. I'm thankful for that. It hit me that His grace is making me a vessel to ravish His heart. I beseech you, brethren, hold that fast which thou hast, that no man take thy crown. Nothing can compare to it, brothers and sisters. Absolutely nothing. But there is no way to hold fast that crown without letting go of every weight. There's something so precious and special about that crown that nothing else can be held at the same time. Nothing. He said, "Lay aside every weight." You say, "Brother, but you know what? I got to work. I got to do this and I've got to do that." And I tell you to wake up. What do you think the grace of God is for? Huh? The grace of God. God is able to make all grace abound to you, that ye always, having all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work. Philadelphia, you got a little strength. I'm speaking to you. Philadelphia, you got a little strength, but that strength is for one and only one thing. It's to hold fast the crown. To hold fast the crown. That's all He's asked. You got a wedding ring. I'm telling you, you got it. That's all He's asked. He's coming for me. He's coming for me. And Lord, even when I'm not feeling it, I'm strengthened by the power of His might in the inner man. The inner man. The man who I am in Christ. To hold fast the crown. You are so rich. Hold fast which thou hast, that no man may take thy crown. Thou hast a little strength. Thou hast a little strength. Let's bow our heads. Dear God, we thank You and we praise You. Lord, continue to deal with us. Truly, Lord, to treasure the offering that You have given us in Your Son. Lord, we're so thankful that it is Your faithfulness. God, thank You that it is Your desire, Your plan, purpose, the provision, the very power, my goodness, to stand hand in hand in wedlock as You pronounce them husband and wife. Oh God, give us a vision that supersedes everything. Take our faith today, Lord, and as Your Word says, take it into the realm of the most holy faith, to be loving Your appearing. We give You the praise, we give You the glory, we give You the honor and the thanks. In Jesus' name.